ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at an objection that's kind of been mentioned towards the belief in God. Sometimes certain disbelievers in God's existence say that when you encounter and come face to face with a theist and you object to him and say that, well, if God existed, how come I can't see him? He comes up with an excuse and says that, well, God is not something that can be seen. If you object to him in another way and say that, well, if God really exists and, you know, he's good, he's a good being, and everything good should, emanate from him, why is it that we see evil in the world, right? The theist will come up with an excuse and say, that, well, God didn't create evil because evil is a privation, and, you know, privation and non-existence is not something that can be created. Rather, God created good, and, you know, these evils that we see in the universe are a necessary part of, you know, the material world or whatever. They'll come up with an excuse, you know. Or if you if you object to a theist and say that, well, if God really existed, right, and he's going to judge us in the hereafter, right? Based on what we did in this world, right? That means that we should have free will. But on the other hand, you're saying that God is all powerful and he's the creator of all things. So therefore, you know, this would be a limitation of his power. If we have free will, then, you know, his power would be limited and he wouldn't be the creator of all things. You know, our actions would be exceptions to this. Well, they would come up with another excuse, right? So basically these disbelievers, they say that whenever we object to God's existence, whatever objection we make, they make an exception. They justify God's existence in a certain way. And, and therefore these believers, they say that God's existence is something which is undeniable, meaning it's on the part of these theists, it's not something that can be denied, right? Therefore, consequently, it's also unjustifiable, meaning they don't really have any kind of, rational demonstration for it. Something really exists and is a justifiable belief if it has solid proof for it, and it's unobjectionable. Right? This is an objection that's often mentioned here with respect to God's existence. The way that it's possible to answer this objection in numerous ways. One of the ways we can kind of object to this is to mention a counter-objection to this and say that, well, this is something that is often, this is something that it could equally be mentioned regarding, the disbelief in God. Meaning, if somebody disbelieved in God and said that, for example, by way of example, that, you know, everything in the world that we see in the world has been created, it's just a natural result of, you know, the evolutionary process of the movement of matter, you know, and time. And, there is no conscious behind, you know, this movement and this process, somebody, a theist might object to this atheist and say that, or this believer and say that, well, how is it then, or where did this phenomenon of consciousness come from, right? So they would, this believer, this atheist would come up with an excuse and justify it in some way, right? And the more objections we made to him and showed him these signs of life and consciousness and these kind of things, you know, the more he would come up with, you know, excuses. So we could easily justifiably also make and level the same objection to this belief or any other belief, right? So this is not really a valid or solid objection that could be leveled against God's existence. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. we were looking at an objection to God's existence. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.